entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to my couch. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are live here on LA Talk Radio, one of the country's most listened to internet talk radio stations, irreverent, cool, and mostly entertaining. What a great show we have for you, as always, today here on the couch. We're going to be talking about things that are going to help you, everybody out there. And we're focusing specifically on self-esteem, being enough. Feeling enough. We're talking to the women out there, too, especially today. It's a big subject, and I hear it a lot in my private practice. Yeah, a lot of people come in and talk to me about their self-esteem, and they're just not feeling enough, and they just don't like who they are. So what we're going to do is get you up and out. Oh, that, girls. Make you feel a little bit better. So let me ask you some questions. All right, how often do you feel that you're not enough? Got to kind of think about that. I'm talking about, you know, how you beat yourself up, right? That little voice that goes, ooh, they're looking at me weird. Why are they saying that? Especially a lot of the young women out there. Ooh, boy, do I hear that. Let me ask you something else. I mean, do you not feel you're attractive enough or intelligent enough or successful enough or enough of enough? All that stuff. So today we're going to be talking about overcoming low self-esteem and fears about not basically being enough. And we're going to mix it up a little differently by playing some amazing music from an inspirational band who calls themselves The Misses. And they're spreading the message to women that they are enough. And by the way, just to do a little intro as well, The Misses have appeared on many national TV shows. Recently, Good Morning America, Queen Latifah Show, Huffington Post writes about them. They're going to be national again, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit as well on TV where you can see them and hear them. We're going to talk about their tour. They're from Austin, Texas, The Misses. And my on-air guests are Andra Lamont and Jenny Mason. They are two of the five members of the band. And like I said, passing on inspirational messages. And we'll be playing, like I said, their latest hit song coming up, I'm Enough, which has gained national attention after the band came up with a magic mirror concept on their tours to kind of go along with the song. So we're going to be kind of getting into that a little bit, their music, their messages. And they also hold a special place in their heart, like I just mentioned a little earlier, for girls who deeply struggle with low self-esteem and the countless girls affected by bullying every day. I mean, that's such a huge thing in our society. And gosh, I mean, it's not okay, but it happens. So we need people like Andra and Jenny and the other misses to inspire them. So let's get into it here. Let's talk about Andra. She's passionate. She's considered by her bandmates to be the driving force. And she's kind of turned the Misses from a personal project into a mission. She's the drummer of the group and determined to bring a new genre of music to the radio that connects with women like her and her girlfriends, wives, mothers, career women, and those who are trying to do it all, you know. And one of her messages I was reading is, it's never too late to go for it. Yeah. Now, Jenny Mason is the Misses' bass player, and her bandmates call her the heart of the band. Jenny's a very involved, a mother of three, committed volunteer, always the first to bring a meal, lend a hand, or offer an ear to those in need, which is exactly why the Misses have been such an enlightening experience for her, too. So let's get into it, girls. Welcome to the show. I had such a huge introduction, but you're sitting here hanging on the line going, yeah, that's right. So Andra Lamont and Jenny Mason, welcome to the couch.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. Really, really such a sweet introduction. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Y'all deserve it. you know? And
yeah, appreciate it. Bring in a little tear to my eyes.
Yeah,
made me feel really good. Wow, thanks. I'm feeling very enough right now.
Well, that's what it's all about here on the couch. You know, that's what we're going to do. Speaking about which, if any of you out there would like to call in and ask my special guests a question about their music and their band and whatever, feel free to call here live on the air, 323-203-0815. That's in Los Angeles, 323-203-0815. And or you can email me. If you're a little shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, I get it. So just go ahead, email me, straighttalkdoc. Yeah, straighttalkdoc at Gmail. All right? And just let me know what's going on with you guys or questions you have. And I want to play your song, Andra and Jenny. It's coming up. So this is the first. I don't usually play music on my show.
Oh, yay.
So
we're excited you're going to play it.
Oh, I'm excited. I loved your song. But I wanted to ask you how all five of you bring really, like, busy women. And you guys are still, you're young. You're young girls. But, I mean, you know, come on. 30s, 40s, you get to do the mom thing. And, you know, we get busy. We have other careers. So how did you decide to form a band? And what's up with the misses? Why did you call yourself?
Well, you know what? We came together really because we weren't hearing our lives reflected out there on the radio. And so that was really what brought us together. And we wanted to sing and write and have it out there for other women to hear it so that they could kind of connect with it and connect with us. Mm-hmm. And that's what brought us together. Now, coming together and then with busy lives, that's a whole nother story in and of itself.
Yeah.
Jenny and I have been lifelong friends.
Aww.
And I started playing the drums because I was looking for my daughter piano lessons.
Cool.
And had an instructor convince me that it would be a really cool thing for me to learn the drums.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Surprisingly, I said okay and agreed. And I started learning the drums, and I thought it would be way more fun to learn with a friend.
Yes.
And so I called Jenny, and I asked her if she wanted to come start learning music with me.
Yeah.
And instead of a book club, we would do more of a band club kind of a thing. And we would, you know, meet once a week and drop the kids off at school and kind of get together and really learn. And living
wow.
in Austin,
yeah.
being the live music capital of the world,
right?
What better place to kind of rock out as moms and learn music?
Wow.
So that's what we did.
That is so cool. So y'all got together, and maybe you can name the other members of the group as well. We have Andra Lamont and Jenny Mason here with us live. Now, who are the other members?
So we have Jennifer Zavalletta and Larissa Ness. Well, Jennifer Zavalletta is vocals and guitar. Larissa Ness plays piano, vocals, and guitar. And Mandy Prater plays guitar and vocals, and she sings lead on Enough.
Wow. That is awesome. I mean, such a good song, which we're going to hear in just a little bit here on LA Talk Radio. And before I get to the song, you know, it's just got some really great messages. And what I like about your music, and I know you're working on an EP as well, with sort of the same kind of messages, it's not only empowering women, but it's really helping them know that they are enough in their lives. So can you talk a little bit about the things that inspired you to write this single and a little bit more about it?
Sure. Well, after we started learning music and it became more than just a band club, so it became more of a passion of ours,
mm-hmm.
and we really took it on as a career, and really we formed the Misses and we found the other members in the band, and we really became a tight unit, and
mm-hmm.
we came together around this message. We really started kind of thinking and talking about what it was like
wow.
to not feel, you know, to feel all the pressures and to not feel on a daily basis that we were enough, you know?
Yeah.
We were feeling those struggles every
yes.
day of
yes.
balancing motherhood, careers, and, you know, being wives.
Wow.
And
yeah.
so we shared stories around the table. And when we wrote the song, literally every word on that page is an experience from us sitting there talking out these shared stories in our own lives. And I think, you know, they are love lyrics of our lives and and the battles that we go through. And I think that a lot of women, the reason it's resonating with so, you know, millions of people out there is because we're not that different than many other women out there that battle those same things in their own lives.
Wow. It's really true. I agree with you. I mean, it's just so common. We, you know, there's this whole study out about how, you know, women are, a little more sensitive to outward responses and are more self-critical many times than men. And we're going to get to that in a little bit as well, because I was watching your YouTube stuff and, you know, the comments that come over from various people to videos. There's some guys out there who were like, hey, what about us? So, you know, guys, just chill. We love you. We'll get to you. We'll get to you. As a matter of fact, maybe the girls will, you know, kick it out there on their EP for you guys. You know, work it up a little bit, make you feel better. Right, girls?
Get right. To those, well, help absolutely. Out those guys. And... you know, this message is actually for everyone. I mean, yes. I think that it does resonate for a lot of people out there, and it's touched a lot of lives. And we've heard from a lot of different people, but the main people that we've heard from are people that, you know, are women.
Yes, exactly.
You know, women are the people that are emailing us and connecting with us. And that's why we feel that it's this, you know, women are feeling like, you know, they're not good enough. You know, this feeling that you're not good enough is this epidemic among the women, you know, especially in their 30s and 40s, who are struggling to balance everything and who've been raised to believe that they can just do it all. Yes. You can be a mom. You can be a wife. You can have a career and do it all. And oh, by the way, do it perfectly.
yeah, by the way.
And, yeah, and on a daily basis, I drop the ball somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's in those moments where I beat myself up.
Yes, yes.
And all this is our battle cry. Yeah. Our song Enough is our battle cry against this epidemic of negativity.
Yes. I love that. That is so cool.
And that's all that this is. We said enough.
Yes.
We're tired of feeling this way. I'm sure there are other people out there that are too.
Absolutely. We're going to listen to it right now. It's I'm Enough. The Misses here on LA Talk Radio's On the Couch with Dr. Michelle.
Sometimes I dream that there are two of me. One is real, one a fantasy. She's a perfect ballerina dancing on a cloud. Stumbling on the ground.
on LA Talk Radio, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's the missus doing their latest hit single, I'm Enough. And that's what we're talking about today. With a couple of members of the band, the missus, Andrew Lamont and Jenny Mason. Hey, girls, you are awesome. My gosh. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I just wanted to mention...
We're all dancing away while you're playing the song.
Me too. We're rocking out here in the studio. I just wanted to mention that you can really pinpoint the evidence of my engineer's background, the way he wanted to have you talk over the intro up to the vocals. He punched that sucker in your talk and it's like, okay. No, that was awesome. That was really nice. So,
thank you.
You know, it's just you're talking to the boss. You want to speak your mind. You're breaking through the ceiling because you're enough. You can't. You know, you just can't feel bad about yourself. You got to know you can do it all. And also, there's a big thing in there too about there's two sides of us all, and it's okay to have days where you're not feeling 100%. You know, but it's always good to realize that you can do what you want to do in this world, right?
Exactly. And that's what I think this epidemic about not feeling like you're enough is.
Yeah.
It's all about accepting that we can be what we want to be, and we need to be okay just the way we are, mm-hmm. and know that if we can just see ourselves with the eyes of those that love us, mm-hmm. and, you know, be the best mom, be the best sister, the best wife, and know that we are enough just the way we are,
exactly.
and stop beating ourselves up for not being something that we're not, and be the best me that we are, be the best you, and you are enough.
So true. Why, and you know, we talk about it, and what are some of the reasons that you guys think that so many people, especially women, don't feel, you know, like they're just good enough out there in the world, or they have lower self-esteem. What are some of those factors do you think are going on there?
Well, I think it comes down to a lot of pressures that are out there. And, you know, just balancing the pressures. And that's why I think we wanted a mirror to be an integral role in what we were doing with our music video. Because we want people to kind of kill the noise around you. And that's a big, you know, line in our song, but kill the noise around you and let's focus on what really matters. And it's about deep inside yourself and look inside yourself and know who you are and know who you want to be and bring that out.
Exactly.
And when you know that and you're centered in who you are, you can function through life much easier.
Oh yeah.
And you can make all those calls.
Yeah. And who you are is totally different than the person next to you. And I think if we stop comparing and knowing that you're good with who you are and what your goal is and what you plan to be, you can do it.
Oh, yes. Love it. And, you know, we do have our own individuality. We don't have to look
like
the cookie cutter Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah. You know, we talk about this in the band all the time.
Yeah.
You know, being in a band of girls with five girls, we support each other. You know, it is one of those things that we constantly are sharing and talking, and the best thing that we have is this message that holds us together. And we constantly are telling each other and supporting and uplifting and trying to remind each other that it's this message that holds us together.
Yes.
And it's what fuels us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's
awesome.
What fuels our friendships. It's what fuels the band. It's what fuels everything.
Yes.
And if people can go to that, go to their mirror, go to help join the community of what we're building here, and know that they have a place and they have friendships and women that they can lean on, that's I think where the power comes and what helps empower themselves.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully put. By the way, in case you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guests today, Andrew Lamont and Jenny Mason. They are two of the five members of the band The Misses, and they're passing on a lot of inspirational messages with their music to women and empowering everyone else, as a matter of fact. But this is the particular, you know, focus right now with a lot of their music and also their hit single, which we just heard, Enough. And we'll tell you how you can get a hold of that and find out more about the misses at the end of our interview here. But I just, we keep kind of talking about the mirror, and I just wanted to let people know what that's about. You guys can find it on YouTube, by the way. It's a video on YouTube, and it features your song, and it shows what I call a pretty cool experiment, where you created like a talking magic mirror that you placed in a mall and then filmed women interacting with this mirror. And this is part of your tour and the I'm Enough movement. So can you kind of explain a little bit more? Because that video is really emotionally powerful. And when Queen Latifah worked with it, too, she lost it, man. It was very powerful for her, too.
It was. And really, the simplest way to describe it is all we did was ask women one easy question. We said, how do you feel when you look in the mirror?
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that's a tough question for a lot of people because women just didn't know how to answer that.
Yeah.
And we took a lot of women on a journey on that day. And a lot of women got to see themselves for the first time through the eyes of the loving people around them, their daughters, their husbands, their best friends. And I think it was an awakening for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's what that video is.
Yes.
And you know what? That's what we're trying to do for women around the world. And when women see that video, it brings them to tears. And a lot of this is happy tears. I mean, it's not just sadness. It's, it's happy tears of people realizing how much they mean to people.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're trying to do that for a lot of people out there. We actually, that's the number one request, and that's why we're out on tour, is people are asking to experience the mirror. So we're actually going to be in San Antonio this week coming up and bringing the mirror out there as well. But because people want to experience this mirror, and it's mainly women requesting this, but you know, we have a lot of men too, so don't worry, if you're a man and you're coming up to our mirror, we will ask you,
exactly.
How do you feel when you look in that mirror?
Yes, exactly.
Don't be afraid.
No kidding.
We've also created an app that will bring the mirror into the palm of your hand so that women can start sending what we call enoughies to each other. And we're hoping, our big hope, is that women can start building a community with each other to really encourage each other to, you know, have positive messages for one another at that critical time or critical moment when they're feeling down or really need it the most.
Wow. That's lovely. It's just really wonderful. And also, we're going to talk about how folks can get a hold of your single and find out more about you and your tour as well and sort of experience the I'm Enough feeling. So it'll make them feel a little bit better. And again, you know, a lot of guys also show up and they feel the same way as many women. They maybe come from a different place because of their right-left brain stuff going on. But, you know, guys really, you know, feel the same way. So I don't want to hear any letters or don't want to hear any nasty emails. Hey, the show's all about women. Don't want to hear it. You know, you're right?
We take children on this journey too.
Yes,
we take everybody. But, you know, we're a group of women and we, you know, we connected with a lot of women out there too, but we just felt that, you know, this message was for everybody, but a lot of women were reaching out to us. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And I love your message too. It's never too late to try something new. You know, that's a big part of your message. It's never too late to try something new. That's what life's about, right?
It's huge. Jenny and I wouldn't be sitting here today, you know, if we hadn't 6 years ago decided to do what we were doing. I mean, I think a lot of people thought we were half crazy, but, you know, luckily with the support of our wonderful family and our friends, you know, they just thought we were half crazy and supported us. And we continued on this journey. And of course I wouldn't sit here today without my sweet friend, Jenny here. That's what it's about is that leap of faith you take for a hope of a dream that you never knew you had.
Right.
And then you go for it.
And taking those chances. And I mean, I say to everyone that this journey has made me a better mom, a better friend, a better wife. And it's never too late to try something that you've always wanted to try, and right. and you can do that whenever in life.
And no matter what it is, you don't have to be rock stars out there, guys.
Exactly. You know? I mean, take knitting up, take tennis. I mean,
yes.
anything that can make you a better you.
Yes.
You know, focus on you, and it makes you better in all parts of your life.
Right. Exactly. Whatever kind of makes you feel good, whatever stirs in your soul. Yeah, we all have those jobs sometimes we have to go to, you know, supportive and all
yes.
that. But I mean, do some of that other stuff that'll bring you joy. You know, do that.
Yes.
You do you for you many times.
Yes.
You know, a lot of
exactly.
us women who have kids, you know, we think, well, we do for our kids, and we do, and that's so, so fulfilling. But sometimes,
absolutely.
You know, we
absolutely.
Have to have those moments of like downtime.
Right.
To like
right.
do our own thing. And with you guys, it's band practice and touring and making a new EP, right?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's been all of that. Very fulfilling.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so what is the best way that listeners can get more information about both of you and the whole band, as a matter of fact, The Misses, and
yes.
get your latest single, Enough, and find out about your tour and upcoming album, all the good stuff you guys are working on?
Yeah, you can follow us on themisses.com, and there you can download the app.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and get our songs. You can find out about our EP. You can follow our tour. And you also can get all updates on Facebook.
All right.
Yeah, and that's The Misses. That's themrs.com.
Yes.
And the app is, it's free,
mm-hmm.
and it you can find it in the Apple App Store, and it's The Misses Magic Mirror App.
Mm-hmm.
So all that's free, and, you know, we're just trying to support a community for women that, you know, is available and supportive and that connects them with us so we can connect with, right back, you know, and help encouraging women to feel good about themselves because we love what we do, and we want more people to come love doing it with us.
Oh, that's awesome. And no, and that's what it's about. It's about, you know, sharing your joy and what you've learned through your experience to other people so they can have that as well.
Yes.
So, well, listen, guys, you are awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's great
Thank
to have you.
Thank you for having us, Michelle. Thanks
oh,
so much.
My pleasure.
And let's stay in touch. Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Andrew Lamont and Jenny Mason, two of the five members of the band, The Misses. Don't forget, everybody, the show will be up in the archives as of tomorrow. All my shows are also on iTunes Podcast for free. So you get to replay and download and replay and download and all that. All right.
All right.
Blessings,
thank you.
Blessings
you.
To you. You're so welcome. Take
okay.
good care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. You talk about inspirational women for other women. Right there. And if you didn't catch the whole show, I want you to just, you know, listen to what they had to say again if you're just coming in, you know, to the show at this time. If you want to replay and download, which will be available real soon, you can do so. Speaking about people feeling like they're not enough or who usually have low self-esteem, you know, one of the most common things I hear from patients who come into my office is that they don't feel enough. It's really true. I mean, this was so perfect because, you know, with a new year, you know, we're into it. Coming along, a lot of people are really looking at themselves at the end of the old year saying, what would I like to do now in this new year? What would I like to do to change my life? How can I feel better about myself? And this is what I'm hearing constantly, you know, in sessions, you know, with individuals, men and women. So, you know, there's so much pressure going on from the media and social media about the way we need to look, or how successful we are, or that we all have to be in a great relationship, or are dating a lot of people, or really popular. You know, you get the gist. And of course, social media, of course, I don't want to say we, because I don't really do that much, but a lot of folks, you know, do those Instagram pictures of everybody's having fun. Hey, I'm so popular. I've got all my friends here, and I'm doing this. And, you know, you're looking on Facebook and Instagram, and you're, wow, they're really popular. They really look good, and they're really... It's like everybody's learned how to be a makeup artist and, you know, a supermodel to just, like, turn the head a certain way to look great in pictures. And there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it's really all about the fact that we have to kind of put on this image of looking perfect and looking hot and looking like we're having fun and great and all this. But just, you know, a little bit on the couch stuff here, guys. I want to talk to you about some of the things that I've taught people about low self-esteem. And I've read a lot of stuff from Nathaniel Brandon. He's a really renowned psychotherapist, and he defines self-esteem as the experience of being competent to cope with the basic challenges of life and being worthy of happiness. And he says self-esteem can also be referred to as self-worth and self-image. There you go, self-image. Self-image. And a lot of what we feel about ourselves has to do with how we feel about ourselves on the outside, which is not the best way to approach it. But in this society, you know, that's the way it is. So here's the deal. By the way, you can call in if you'd like to comment. Have a question, comment, or if you want to email me. The number live here in Los Angeles, 323-203-0815. You have low self-esteem. You got some stuff going on. You don't feel like you're enough or whatever. Give me a call. We can talk. Or if you are shy and you would rather not get your voice on the air, you can email me at straighttalkdoc, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Okay? So here's the thing. I was reading an anonymous email from a woman, girl, who said, "I really have nothing to offer. I can't see why anyone would want to marry me." Then she went on to say that, "I've been treated like a loser throughout my life, starting with my mother who abused me." She says, "Now I can't shake this loser mentality. I feel inferior to every single person I meet, and of course, that leads to people treating me like crap." She goes on to say that her sense of worthlessness is slowly destroying her. And this is, like I said, really common, but it really choked me up. I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this? And I don't do therapy via email. I just don't do it. It's too impersonal. It's too weird. I don't do Skype therapy either. I think that's too impersonal. I really don't. And by the way, you and I don't have a therapeutic relationship here on the couch on LA Talk Radio. But what I do is I just sort of give you ideas and suggestions, you know, things to think about. So I don't know really anything about this lady's age or circumstances. I don't know for certain, but I'm pretty sure it's a lady. I'm pretty sure it's a girl because she describes herself as attractive but not stunning, kind of decent. Oh, dear. Well, at least she said kind of decent, you know. And that word is not usually in connection with men. So that I'm just kind of thinking it's a woman. I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong. So, anyway, the state of mind she's describing is what is referred to as the low self-esteem or the not enough syndrome, as we just heard about from a couple of the band members of the Misses, which in her case seems to have reached devastating proportions. To just reach out to me, you know, online and ask me these questions and try to get help. And, you know, I refer her to someone in her area who specializes in self-esteem issues. Okay. But, you know, the point I wanted to make is that she is right on in pointing out the attitudes that we have towards ourselves and towards the world in general. You know, we grow out of the way we're treated growing up. I mean, we do. Some children are told that they're no good, sometimes in subtle ways, and sometimes, of course, explicitly. You know, they may be compared unfavorably to other kids, or they might be ignored or abused, you know, like this anonymous emailer. And sometimes, paradoxically, this is something I hear a lot, too, is that message is communicated by parents who are always telling their kids they're great, even when they're messing up. So the message that comes through is that it doesn't matter to the parents whether or not their child is doing well. So that's something else I want you guys to hear out there. Because a lot of the complaints I hear from teachers and from other therapists is that a lot of parents just, no matter what, you're great, you're wonderful, hey. Now, there's a line. You don't have to punish them or say that you're terrible or you could do better or that kind of thing. But, hey, next time, maybe you'll hit that first base. You know? Hey, maybe next time you'll get that B instead of that C minus on the next thing. You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, that's exactly what goes on, you know, when we talk to people. We have a caller here live on the line here on LA Talk Radio's On the Couch. Let's see who's up and going to talk to us. Hi, you're on the air. This is Dr. Michelle. Who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is Killian.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, you sound good.
I just wanted to call in and say, oh, man, I just love the mission. This is, I really, really resonate with the music. And I think that the message of truly standing up for women's empowerment is one of the most important facets of today's society.
You mm-hmm. know,
with all the media, with the way that women are treated, and you know, the rap music and all the different projections.
Yes,
it's just we need musicians like the Misses out there to, you know, send the right message to the youth and to the 12-year-old, 14-year-old girls out there that are listening to this music and get a different idea of who they want to be versus who the media is convincing them to be.
That really makes a lot of sense. That really does. Thank you so much for pointing that out. So what you're saying is, in a lot of the contemporary pop music, a lot of the rap music, you know, there's a lot of disrespect towards women. There's a lot of messages, you know, that are just saying the bitches in the hoes, right?
Very, very much so.
It's
absolutely
negative.
I believe poisoning the minds and the ideas of, you know, our youth and the women and the idea that's being persuaded is the opposite of what women should be treated. They are the jewels of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And
without
respect for women, we would not be able to flourish. And I believe that if our society continues down this road of not playing and sending a good, positive message to the youth, then we will wind up in a place where we don't want to be. So thank you so much for making the music that you do and sending the message that you do. I truly think that it will, and it has affected the minds and the perceptions of many, many people. And I just thank you for dedicating your message to raising the understanding and awareness of today's music.
Well, I will pass that along to the misses. Andra and Jenny, who were here just a little while ago on the air with me live, and I will pass that along, and I know they're going to listen to this show and hear your message. Do you mind me asking how old you are and what inspired you to sort of come forward with this brave message and not have to go along with everybody else?
Sure, Dr. Michelle, thank you. I'm 15.
15?
Yes.
Wow.
I've been playing music for 4 years.
Wow. So you've been an inspired child. You've been a musician since you were a kid.
Yes. But I'm a big believer in, you know, the music and its messages are just wrong today. A lot of girls at my school, they dress inappropriately. They talk to each other like they talk down to each other, like as if it's appropriate, as if it's okay. And it has so much to do with the lyrics in the music and how they're all being portrayed. And you know, in the song, like I had heard earlier, enough. That's the opposite of, you know, the damaging messages. And it's very, very powerful. And thank you, Dr. Michelle, for spreading these messages.
Well, you are welcome. Thank you so much for listening here on the couch. I sure appreciate it. What a lovely thing to say. And good luck with your music, man. You sound like you are really mature for your age. And hopefully you can help your generation in sort of changing some of the attitudes that the media is spreading in music and other social media about women having to look a certain way and be hot, sexy, and all that that goes with it. So, well, blessings to you. Thank you so much for calling. It's wonderful to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor.
All right.
You're my favorite show. I love you. Bye.
Love you. Keep in touch, honey. All right. Well, that was kind of random. I like that. I really like that. A young person who's really trying to change it up with, you know, a lot of the messages about women out there in the music. Just like the group The Misses with their latest hit, Enough. I'm Enough, you know. So I was talking about this woman who emailed me anonymously, and she was telling me about her low self-esteem and, you know, that she had grown up, you know, in a tough world. And I was saying that, you know, when children are told that they're no good or abused in subtle ways or just full out, you know, abusively or passively aggressively, that's kind of what messes us up. And that's what I hear a lot in my practice. And again, I was mentioning that a lot of parents are always telling their kids they're great. Hey, you're great. We're, even though they do something that's probably maybe not okay. Oh, that's okay. You can do, you know, then they kind of get a feeling that it doesn't really matter whether or not they're doing well. So it can work both ways. So you got to find sometimes that gray, you got to find that medium, you know, and having low self-esteem is not just a global sense of being worthless. It kind of manifests itself in action or inaction, right? So whenever the child or the grown child, we as adults, try to do something, it kind of puts it out there. Like a lot of times we feel inadequate in social situations, and I hear this all the time from my patients, including dating. You know, online dating is horrific for them. It's just so painful and scary going out there and meeting people for fear that they're going to be rebuffed or looked at as not smart enough or pretty enough or handsome enough or cool enough and all that stuff. You know, successful enough, wealthy enough, all that. So when these feelings are really severe, that person can really be shut down and can feel really pessimistic. And many times that person, he or she, will not try to accomplish anything worthwhile. They shut down. So anything sort of challenging, rather than I'm enough, I can do what I want to do, it doesn't matter what, anything challenging will seem to be too difficult, you know. And then expectations of failure become self-fulfilling. You see, I couldn't do it because they don't really try. You see, nobody wants to be with me, you know. So I've been thinking about a couple of the words that I might say to this woman in response to her anonymous email. And if you're listening, as I suggested you do for today's show, hopefully, and for those of you who also have self-esteem issues, women and men, there's two things that are really, really important that I want you to hear. I want you to think about judgment and feeling bad about yourself based on anyone's reaction to you, you know, like the way someone looks at you. Maybe they have an upset stomach. You interpret it because you're feeling low self-esteem as they don't like you. Or somebody says something that you might take a little sour, you know. So try not to judge someone's reaction when they're emailing you, texting you, talking to you over the telephone. Right. You're inclined to think the worst, especially because you're kind of inside yourself feeling badly. So sometimes without someone's facial cues or gestures, you may in particular misjudge the person's reaction. This is a problem with, you know, social media. A lot of times we don't get that tone. We don't get that live body feel, the eye contact. You know, when someone says JK, it's like, really? On a message, text, email. But when they look at you in the face and go, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Come on. Then we get it. And don't say things bad about yourself to other people. Whether it's in a dating thing, meeting new friends, when you're going out socially, going on a job interview, I mean, people in a job interview may say, what are your weakest points? Be honest, but don't go down the dark road. You know. So don't really put yourself down. Find the good points about you. You see what I'm saying? It is possible for folks with low self-esteem to rise above the influences of their childhood. I mean, the world is full of people who are not their parents. We blame ourselves for everything, right? Many times we suffer from a chronic low level of depression. But you know what? It can be overcome. So what I suggest to you a lot of times is that, you know, you find a therapist. If you don't have a lot of money, you don't have insurance, whatever, you can go into clinics. There's a lot of people who are willing to talk to you about stuff going on. And get a nice social support network. Don't be with people who are jealous and angry, passive-aggressive. Be with people who support you and love you. That's where it's at, is that support group. You know, like we heard a little bit earlier from the missus. That's the support group you need around you. Well, listen, we're just about ready to get off the couch here. This is Dr. Michelle. Thank you so much for being live here on LA Talk Radio with me today. I want to thank the missus for showing up via phone here. Listen to their latest single. It's really awesome. It's called Enough. And again, the show will be available for replay and download tomorrow. And also on my my iTunes podcast live. Andrew Lamont and Jenny Mason, thanks again for coming on the show live here. All right, that's my music. I got to go. This is Dr. Michelle. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first. And then you will be great for other people. And that's the way it works in the world. You feel good about you, you can bring it on and out into the world. All right, coming up next week, an inspirational author who's going to tell you about other alternatives to the way you think. Really powerful guy. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Bye-bye.